warning. What you are about to hear is guaranteed to move you out of your comfort zone towards higher ground. You have just one attempt at life. Live it on purpose, not by accident. For a person to be without complete and accurate knowledge is not good. Therefore, you are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, and presenter, Success Power, Reverend Sam Adeyemi.
First Kings 18. If you knew, there's somebody here, if you knew what would be the result of what is happening to you tonight in the next 5 years, you would be dancing throughout this year. You just be smiling around town, and people will be wondering what happened to you. You'll be behaving like someone who just won a lottery. Because that's what David said. I rejoice at your word as one that findeth great spoil. You'll be walking around town like someone who just hit a jackpot. Because you just hit a jackpot. The only thing is you may not understand the import and the impact of the jackpot you just hit. Your life will so radically turn around. You will be wondering at yourself. If you told David while he was running after sheep, Mr., you will soon be in the palace, king of Israel. It will sound like a fairy tale, isn't it? Poor boy running after sheep in the desert. But there was a king in the making. There's someone like that here today. They don't know your name. But in just a short while, they won't be able to do without knowing your name. Another miracle is in the making. Another destiny is taking shape. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18 from verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There's nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. There is a sound. It's the sound of abundance of rain. This week, you will hear good news. In your spirit, you will hear good news. It will be so clear, so sharp, so real, you will be willing to throw a party in the physical. Amen. There are destinies here that we can begin to celebrate now. Hallelujah. We can begin to celebrate now. Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. I remember the day I was complaining to God and feeling so sorry for myself and for my life when I was in my early 30s, because things were not working as I expected they should work. And the Holy Spirit dealt with me and made me realize that there was nothing I could do to make him do today what he had decided to do tomorrow. And he said that even unbelievers, some unbelievers were enjoying their lives better than myself, who was walking by faith, because they would take themselves to restaurants, buy themselves a drink and chat and crack jokes. I remember I got home and took my brother out. I told my brother, let's take ourselves out. We went out somewhere, sat down, bought some drink and some snacks, and had a nice time. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit made me realize that things were not as bad as I thought, and that my future was bright. So I went somewhere to buy myself snacks and a drink. Hallelujah. Somebody here, this week, you will buy yourself a meal. You will take yourself out. Because people around you will still be too blind to recognize your greatness. So since it will take them time to recognize whom you really are, in order to take you out, you can take yourself out. Amen? And buy yourself a meal. Buy yourself a drink and chill out. Hallelujah. You can even buy a card for yourself. Amen. Go up, eat and drink. There is the sound of abundance of rain. But let's focus on verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and he put his face between his knees. He bowed down, put his face in between his knees. He closed out on his environment and concentrated on the issue at hand. And the principle that was operating here, I call the law of incubation. What a hen does when it sits, or what a bird does when it sits on eggs, and provides the right environment with time till the egg cracks up and something that had not been visible comes out of the shell and becomes visible. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible tells us that the earth was without form and void. There was chaos. But the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit was doing something. And it is this same law that was in operation. When you want to understand how to create things, how to bring into existence what has not existed before, Genesis 1 is your best manual. So in Genesis 1 verse 2, it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was an invisible entity. An invisible entity. But he was moving over the face of tangible things. That tangible world. Okay, so first, I'd like to remind you tonight that you are a co-creator with God. That when God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, essentially what he was saying was that you would also have his creative ability. You are a co-creator with God. You have the power with God to bring into existence things that have not existed before. Secondly, the power to influence natural things resides in your spirit. That's the part of you that looks like God. The power to influence natural things resides in your spirit. So the same way the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters, moving or brooding like a hen on eggs, is the same way you can brood over natural situations and circumstances. You can put your spirit, your inner resources on natural circumstances and influence them to change. This process is simply a process for releasing your faith, for releasing your spiritual resources to touch the physical. You can incubate. There's power in your spirit. When the spirit touches the physical, it is the spirit that dominates the physical. That's why, even with respect to the health of your body, Proverbs 18:14 says that a man's spirit will sustain his infirmity. It's a man's spirit. A man's spirit will sustain his physical body. A man's spirit will run the sickness out of his body, because there's power in your spirit to dominate your body. In the hierarchy, in the order of things, it's your spirit first. Okay? So Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence. It says, out of it are the issues of life, the forces that control life, then your spirit, then your heart. So it says, keep that heart with all diligence. I refer back to Proverbs 18:14. A man's spirit will sustain his infirmity. It says, but a broken spirit, who can bear? When your spirit is weak, it cannot influence your body. When your spirit is weak, it cannot influence your body. So it says, a broken spirit, who can bear? The part of you that moves things in this world is your invisible part. Listen, God says, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion. Think about it. How do you intend to dominate an elephant with your size as a human being? How do you tame the lion? How do you conquer the skies? And he says it is everything. It's everything. Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. To subdue means to bring under by force. He says rule over it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. That includes the elephant. When he says you should dominate the bird in the sky, how do you catch it when you can't fly? But God knew that he had put the capacity in man to create objects that will beat birds in flying. He knew it. We are co-creators with God, but you cannot be more powerful than your spirit is. But even now, I'm talking to you especially as a believer, and I want you to be aware of the resources that the Holy Spirit has invested in your spirit. There's power in your spirit. The Holy Spirit resides in you. You are now God's address. If they ask you now, where does God reside? If you can't answer that question, you're in trouble. If someone is looking for God's address, what will you tell them? Here. Wherever I am, that's where God is. Now, I'm trying to make you conscious of the enormous resources in you. Those resources are not in your body, not in your mind, in your spirit. The living God dwells on the inside of you. But tonight we're talking about how to get those resources out. Romans 12 verse 3 says, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everybody has faith. What we're discussing tonight is how to release it. How to release it. How to get the faith to move from being dormant to being active and powerful. So it is through this law of incubation that you release your faith. Elijah was anointed. He had at his disposal the power of the Holy Spirit. But beyond that, he knew how to deploy the spiritual resources at his disposal to dominate physical things. So you notice here, he went up there, bowed down his head. So let me share quickly five steps. Five steps in incubation. Five steps. Number one, have a clear-cut goal. Have a clear-cut goal. Oh, there, I just got this now. Help me to tell the person sitting next to you. There is something that is inside you that is bigger than what is outside you. Amen. You may have called yourself the masses. You may have called yourself common man. You may have called yourself a failure. You may have thought you are very small. But the Spirit of the living God says to tell you tonight, you are not as small as you think. A man of God by the name Smith Wigglesworth used to make a statement. I love it. I have said it to myself. Only God knows how many times. Smith Wigglesworth would say, I am 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. It is that consciousness of the power inside you that gets you moving in this world. There's power inside you. I said there's power inside you. Yeah. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our what? Faith. What do you believe about yourself? Some people with all the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of them still think that they are victims of circumstances. When this truth sinks into your spirit, it will dawn on you that there is no human being that you can give as excuse again for your failure. Nobody is powerful enough to stop you and the Holy Ghost at the same time. You are too much to be complaining that it is a lecturer. Lecture what? He is a physical lecturer. Inside you is another lecturer. There are lecturers and there are lecturers. And the one inside you can sack him. Amen. Somehow, when we use our natural circumstances to determine our size, we make a big mistake. Use the word. Okay? Now, first step, have a clear-cut goal. For Elijah, there was no mistaking it. There was just one thing he wanted. Rain. 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 Since I discovered the power in definite goals and in definiteness of objective, my life's been blessed big time. That's why I've insisted on making it a culture in Daystar Christian Center that people should have definite goals. Definite goals. God does not work with vagueness, he works with definiteness. I mean, Jesus saw that Bartimaeus was blind, didn't he see? He was still asking the man, what do you want me to do for you? Because the power of God only works with definiteness. Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire. What things? Things. Things. That's a thing. It's not a vague thing. It's a definite thing. That fan is a thing. A definite thing. This pulpit is a thing. This microphone is a thing. Each of them is definite. What things? So, when he says things, you must understand they must be definite things, clear-cut things. What definite things you desire? When you pray, believe that you receive those things. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things, not the substance of wishes. The substance of things hoped for. Definite things. When your prayer points are vague, when if God answers them, even you will not recognize the answer to your prayer. So have a clear-cut goal. Be definite about it. If it's money, state how much. Be definite about it. Clear-cut goal. You need a wife? Describe her. Say, Lord, I need a wife. Out of the billions of women that are in this world, be definite. Amen. Mm-hmm. List a few characteristics. You need a husband? Specify. Can you imagine the confusion you want to create for the salesperson when you go into a shop and you say, I want a fridge. I want to buy a fridge. There are different colors. There are different sizes. Which one? There are different models. You want to buy a flight ticket. You get to the ticketing counter. Say, I want to buy a ticket. For what? I want to fly. To where? I said, I want to buy a ticket. Don't make me talk too much. Ticket. To where? Is it Calabar or Port Harcourt or Abuja? Say, ticket. Say, well, I'm sorry, sir. Can you stand aside? Next. That is the lot of the person who approaches God without definiteness. Christians don't understand. That's the starting point. Have a clear cut. You want a job. Which type? Which type of job? Amen. So specify. Help me to tell your neighbor, specify. Describe your order in such a way that even God himself will not miss it. When it gets to your turn. You want a husband? You want him tall? Mid-height? Or short? No, it's important. If you are blessed with respect to height, you may not want someone you'll be looking up to. Specify. You can even specify the kind of job he does. Amen. Just be a little bit definite. Specify about his spiritual life. It's important. Don't leave things vague. So have a clear-cut goal. Elijah could not have missed it. There was just one thing he wanted. There was one thing he wanted. Clear-cut goal. Number two, have a clear picture. Have a clear picture. Have a clear picture. You see, if you don't get that first one right, you'll have a problem with the second one. Have a picture. You need a picture. You need a picture. I realize the way the Holy Spirit works is giving you a mind and an imagination that works like the film you put in a camera. And when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on your life, he simply prints out the image on the film. Wow. So one day the Holy Spirit said to me from Ephesians 3 verse 20. He says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. He said the problem that I have with some Christians is that what they are asking does not agree with what they are thinking. So they ask, his power comes to print out and then he holds back, because if he prints the picture in their minds, there will be trouble. So you need to line up your thought. He is the one who established the law. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your future is in your picture. So he needs that dream, that vision. That's why he says, where there is no vision, the people perish. You need a picture. And when you run through the whole of the Bible, you see him painting pictures for people before he could bless them. There were people he wanted to bless in the Bible. He could not. He had to hold back until he was able to change the picture in their minds. Abraham, number one. In Genesis 15, the man stays inside his house brooding over his barrenness and his wife's barrenness. And God shows up and says, come out of the tent. Come out of your house. He says, count the stars. When the man was through counting, he says, as many as those stars are, so will your descendants be. And he's trying to burn a picture into the man's heart. And then later on in Genesis 17, he comes back, changes the man's name, and changes his wife's name. So that each time they called each other, the new name would pull out the picture in their mind, so that picture could dominate their reality. Abraham, father of many nations. Father of many nations. Current day equivalent of Papa Junior. Yes, a man who didn't have a child. Papa Junior. And then he says, you two call her Sarah. Sarah in Hebrew means princess. Actually, young princess. Present day equivalent, sweet 16. Two old people. 90-something and 80-something. By the time we're through with the steps, you will see the importance of speaking. Because if you read Genesis 1, the laws of creation, you will see that the speaking part is a major part. Words produce pictures. Pictures come from words. Words also produce pictures. You are sitting in here now. If I tell you that outside there's a red Honda Accord, you just saw color red in your mind now. Words produce pictures. So when God said, call him Papa Junior. Old man, Papa Junior. It was saying sweet 16. Sweet 16. But God's goal was the picture. The picture. The picture. So have a clear-cut vision. That's why I teach so strongly, because this issue of using the sky as a billboard to advertise a man's destiny to him tells me that God uses natural phenomena to burn pictures into people's minds. And it's a reality all through the Word of God. So I learned to cut pictures out of magazines and to stick them on the wall where I could see them every day. I learned to write goals on sheets of paper and stick them on the wall. I've had definite testimonies on that now close to 10 years. It's too late for anybody to convince me it doesn't work. Clear-cut things. I tear check leaves from my checkbook and write checks to myself. Put my name there and put a figure I have never seen before. Last year, I removed one. I put another one with a bigger figure, because when I looked at the figure that I wrote on the one there, it had come in. And each time those pictures, those things are fulfilled, I sign them, fulfilled, put my signature, write the date, and file them for future reference. One day my story will be very sweet. Sometimes by the time the fulfillment arrives, I have forgotten what's on the wall. But what I found out was when the manifestation comes, even when I'm about to, even in the purchase of a car, I was about to pick another color from what I wrote, I negotiated, bargained, concluded, told the person I'm calling tomorrow morning. When I got there the next morning, another car caught my eye. It was the color on the wall. I was about to buy a car 2 years ago, and I had made up my mind to buy this beautiful model with fine aesthetics. And then I walk in there, and two of our pastors went there with me, and they said, sir, why don't you look at this other one? And I said, I know it's a powerful car, but I don't like the shape. I like aesthetics. So I'm going for this one. I concluded bargaining and everything. We're walking out of the car shop. And then they said, sir, We think you should look at this car. And I said, okay, to satisfy you, ask them to come and start it. When I sat inside, they started it. I checked the buttons. I said, it's this one. Then I got home and said to my wife, you know, I changed my mind. Tomorrow, it's this other one we're picking. Then she says to me, but that's the one whose picture is on the wall. I had forgotten. But God did not. Because the request was definite, was specific. I want you to understand that in your physical body, you can't move nothing. It is in your imagination. That's where your power lies. That is where you cannot be limited by time or space. In your physical body, what can you move? What can you carry? Can you use your physical arm to manufacture rain? That's why Elijah bowed down. He moved into the realm of his imagination. In Genesis 11, if you read in the King James Version, God himself testified about the people trying to build Babel. He said in verse 6, this they have imagined to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. There is power in your imagination. And I remember I said, the resources of God, the power resides in the invisible part of you, your spirit, your thought world. So you've got to learn once in a while to move into the realm of imagination where you cannot be limited. Physically speaking, I can only be in one spot on this planet Earth per time. I'm limited by space. To move from where I am now to London, I mean, if I had a special arrangement with British Airways and I could just jump on the flight tonight and whatever, it will take me till tomorrow, it will be tomorrow morning before I arrive in London. When I move into the realm of my imagination, split second, I'm in London. Physically speaking, they may not allow me into Buckingham Palace, but in my imagination, I can go anywhere I want to go. I can eat dinner tonight with the Queen of England. When you connect that with as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, you discover power. Stop trying to move things with your physical body. Learn to move things with your spirit. When you move it in the spirit, it will move in the physical. The physical, let me use our local language here. The physical is not born well. Not to adjust to agree with the spiritual. Because it was the spirit, it's the spiritual world that created the physical one and still dominates it. So have a clear-cut picture. This week, dream. I said dream. You see, in the physical, you need a whole lot of money to buy a ticket, to get a visa, to, in your imagination, get your visa. Qualify yourself, visa yourself, and jump into the first class cabin of an aircraft. Satan is a liar. Hallelujah. Maybe keeping you in the physical right now, he can't keep your spirit. Your spirit cannot be bound. John 3:8, he who is born of the spirit is like the wind. He said, the wind blows. You know not where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going, but you cannot deny that it exists. He says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You cannot contain the wind. Satan, you may be able to limit my physical body right now, but you can't limit my spirit. But you've got to know how to, in that spirit, travel, move, become somebody else, become someone better. Go to places they said you cannot go. Do things they said you cannot do. Buy things they said you cannot buy. Knowing that the physical has no choice but to catch up with the spiritual. Did I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, I can see someone already driving in a car. Glory to God. A man's spirit will sustain his infirmity. So in your physical body, you may have pain there. Move into the realm of your spirit and your imagination. See yourself whole. See yourself whole. You may be blind in one eye or both. See yourself seeing. The woman with the issue of blood, they said she had said to herself, when I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She saw herself healed after 12 years. And it happened in her imagination. So the moment she touched, something happened. Can you see a new you? Step three, have a strong desire. Have a strong desire. A burning desire. To desire means to want something with a passion. To crave for something. And I usually tell people two words that describe desire are hunger and thirst. Be hungry to see this thing happen. Be thirsty. Long for it. Want it. Let your thoughts and your emotions be involved. Let it be that you can't do without getting it. You must get it. Psalm 37 verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord and he shall grant the desires of your heart. He grants desires, not wishes. Some people have clear-cut goals. Some people have dreams, but they don't have enough passion behind the dream to push it from the spirit realm into the physical. Desire is suction power that attracts miracles to you. Mark 11, 24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. Now that's one other thing I know Elijah had this particular day. He had a strong desire. He had made up his mind that rain had to fall. When a person gets to the point where he is announcing to somebody, you can go and throw a party. He has given himself a deadline. He had boxed himself. Whatever it was going to take to get the rain to fall, he was going to do it because he had already announced on the behalf of God and himself. Hallelujah. So in James 5, there's an account of this thing that happened in 1 Kings 18. In James 5, verses 16 and 17, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent. Now, fervency describes heat. The effective hot prayer of a righteous man avails much. Verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Oh. He was like everybody else. But he knew something most people around did not know. The Bible says, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. He prayed how? Earnestly. Passionately. Hey, some people prayed earnestly in the Bible. Like Hannah. When a person prays to the point where the person is... and... the man of God came and said, woman, early in the morning, you are drunk. When you are so, your mind is made up, you will get it. You lose control of yourself and lose consciousness of the present or the environment. To the extent somebody thinks you are drunk. She prayed earnestly and she got what she wanted. The king Ezekiah. Isaiah the prophet came and announced to him, the Lord said that you are a dead man. He said you pushed your house in order that you are about to die. And when it is God that tells a person he will die, shouldn't he prepare? The Bible says that the man turned and faced the wall and was talking to the wall. Ah, God, it's not possible. To die now, nah lie. You have forgotten what I did. For the sake of your house, when you see a man talking to the wall, has he not gone bananas? That's what passion and desire can do, make you do crazy things. When I talk about desire, I like the way one man puts it. He says, I want it so bad, I can't stand it. I may not have many things, but I know one thing. When I know that something belongs to me by destiny, I want it. I want it. I have an unstoppable desire. A fire that cannot be quenched. Amen. When I came to this city, I know it. I know that I made up my mind. Okay. For example, I went to the largest auditorium, church auditorium in Lagos, as at that time. I parked my car and walked around it and announced to the building, I will build a church that is bigger than you in this city. I just came to Lagos, so I didn't even know anywhere. But my mind was made up. Have a strong desire. Number four, get your title deed. Get your title deed. If you don't do anything else, that's your objective, that's your goal. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance there is from the Greek word hypostasis. Hypostasis is legal document or title deed. When you read in the Amplified Version, it tells you as much. Faith is the title deed or the legal paper. Faith is that guarantee, that assurance that comes into your spirit, you have it. Make sure that you get it. In these 7 days, you will get it. Yeah. Ah, someone here will cross the line. Yeah. It will not be any longer God will do it. It will be God has done it. Yeah. That amount of money that has been looking big to you, all of a sudden, you will know you have it. Yeah. I said, you will suddenly just know that you have it. Yeah. The same thing we've had to do with growing our church. Specific figures for growth, specific figures for attendance, specific figures for finance. And then we brood. Like I said yesterday, you can determine the time you ask. You may not be able to determine the time you will answer. It may be 2 minutes, maybe 2 hours, maybe 2 days, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 years. But the day it comes, it has come. Get a title deed. And then number five, speak the word. When he has spoken to you, take what he said and start to say it. Begin to say, Elijah was talking. As he was there, he was talking. See him talk to Ahab. See him talk to his servant. See him talking. While he was praying, he was talking. Speak the word. Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Release your faith by speaking. So while someone is saying, if you know you've got a title deed, while someone will say, God will give you a good husband, they'll say, God has given me a good husband. You can relax. It's already settled. When I was a jobless graduate, someone came like that to preach to me. Someone who was not saved, was trying to encourage me. He used style to criticize me, and at the same time was teaching me what to do. And I stood up to him and told him not to bother. That as far as the job issue was concerned, it was settled. The day it was resolved, you know what the Holy Spirit told me? As I was wondering, as I was worrying about not having a job, the Holy Spirit said, I see occurred to you that you cannot be a jobless graduate forever. I said, I said, you see how many years to live? This thing has a time limit. I said, thank you, sir. So he said, you better take the time now to eat the word. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your time. Once you start now, it will be a roller coaster. You'll be going on. I said, wonderful. Amen. So from that time, I began to tell them, whenever the devil wanted to harass me, I would tell him, you know I cannot be jobless forever. This thing has a time limit. Amen. So by the time this person came with his unrequested form message, I stood up to him and told him not to talk down on me. You see, because when things are not working for you, people think there's something wrong with you. They think you are not intelligent as well. They think you are not trying. They think you've not tried enough. He was advising me, have you applied enough? Have you gone to this place? Have you gone to that? For God's sake, I had tried. I stood up to him. Speak the word. Turn with me to Romans 4, the story of Abraham. Romans 4.
Romans 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 4. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 4. You know the figure I'm working on the attendance of Daystar? 1 million. Amen. In this city, one of the fastest growing cities in the world. By the year 2025, they say Lagos will be the third largest city in the world. I'm preparing for that. 1 million role models. Uncommon people. City movers. Nation shakers. 1 million influencers. When we sneeze inside this star, they will catch cold outside. Church where the next governor of some states will be discussed after Sunday service. Discussed and agreed on at the usher's meeting. Hallelujah. Romans 4 from verse 13. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. You see that? Law won't do it. Mere activity will not do it. Religious activity won't do it. It's faith. And we're talking about how to operate faith. Verse 14. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. You see that? It is faith that puts grace to work. For by grace are you saved through faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Listen, the promotion that will happen in your life. People themselves, when they see you, they will say, it is the grace of God. Yes. But what will provoke the grace will be faith, which we are putting to work these 7 days. I take it again in verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. That was the word the man got. In the presence of him whom he believed. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. You see the speaking side we are talking about. That's what somebody is going to be doing. Calling those things which be not as though they were. Calling things that are not yet in physical manifestation as if they were there. Because in your spirit, you have done it. With the power of the Holy Ghost, something has already happened. Hey, did I hear you say amen? There's a young millionaire here who will be walking around town now with confidence. There are students and there are students. I was still in school when I began to write on my notebooks, millionaire in training. I had collected millions in the realm of the spirit. It was just a matter of time before there will be manifestation. Did I hear you say amen? Amen. 18. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed. Hey! Physically speaking, there was no reason why you should hope anymore. Everything was finished. In hope, he believed. So that he became the father of many nations. You see that? What God said was what he became. According to what was spoken, so shall your seed be. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith. That's what I've been talking about. How to get your spirit to be powerful and how to release that power. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. You see how powerful faith can be? Where you lose consciousness of the problem. You are fully conscious of the solution.
What has happened in your spirit is more real to you than what is happening in the physical. It has become an inevitability that the thing will happen. So in verse 20, it says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. What was he doing? He was giving glory to God. What is happening to you these 7 days will be so sure, you will throw a party before you even see anything. You will give God some praise and some thanks and some celebration. Verse 21, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. He was what? Fully convinced. He was fully convinced. So the major factor in this whole equation is the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He is the person with unlimited resources who dwells in your spirit. He is the one who receives from God revelation and imparts it to your spirit. He is the one who backs faith in you. Jesus said, he will receive of mine, show it to you. He will show you things. He said, he will show you things to come. He will guide you into all truth. He is the connection. And you know what? He is the one who brings your dream to pass. He was brooding over the face of the water. So when the revelation came, let there be light, he just did pass. Light showed up. The Holy Ghost is the one who turns the revelation into a reality in your life. The angel spoke to Mary. The Holy Ghost will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And that thing which will be conceived in you will be called the Son of God. So it was the Holy Ghost that made Mary pregnant. There's someone here. Holy Ghost will get your employment letter for you. Where they are sitting to make the decision, he is the chairman of the committee. This year, success for you will be cheap. Did I hear you say amen? Amen. Contractor, it is you that are not qualified that will get the contract. Why? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost. David shows up at the battlefield. He is Goliath. Goliath should finish him. But where everybody has failed, David finished Goliath. Why? Holy Ghost. He had just been anointed. And these 7 days, the power of the Spirit of the living God is coming on your life. And things that will not happen naturally will happen to give you a powerful breakthrough. Did I hear you say amen? Amen. Lift your hand to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. Why don't you just give him thanks? If you came to church in a red Honda Civic AP544AAB, Ogun State plate number, please move the car right now. You are causing a major traffic jam on the road. Red Honda Civic AP544AAB, Ogun State plate number, please help us to move your car, causing a major traffic jam right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give you praise. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give you praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Will you say, Holy Spirit, help me? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm a co-creator with God, I know. Something big is about to happen, I know, but Holy Spirit, help me. Teach me, guide me. All drelo shushta kapahat, rebroski tahale vegitra hale jush, mandro shula hate vegedre jushti brahale vegedush, lebahate rosku tahale kendra shushti kalibahate, melandro jushti brahale vegedrush. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, bolandro jushti kahate, jelandre jushti kahale ros. Now, as we pray in the Spirit, I want you to take your notebook and begin to progress through those points.
All Abraham predicted Kahate. Clear cut goals. What is it? What is that thing that must change? Now, specify. Belandrosh. Now go ahead and tell the Holy Ghost what it is. Thank you, Jesus. Announce your goal to God. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That was a goal. That was the goal. Mekaloshuka. Ha ha. Ledrahate koluste. Mangetro justi brahale vegidush. Oh, lebroshuka tahate. Rebrosuskandalaya. Now, once you have defined the goal, go ahead and begin to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you are not, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you and go ahead praying. I want you to move to the next level. Begin to dream. Begin to dream. Jebrosus takapahate. Velayantre jushushti brahale vetoruski dahale gedrush. See yourself there. See yourself in that position. Bengia hale kotushi to kahate. See yourself cancer free. They said you have cancer. They said you have a weak kidney. See yourself absolutely whole. Oh, they said you don't have a womb. See yourself with one. Glory to God. See a baby growing inside that womb. Wow. Bengla to shuda hale. Ega hate rodushti. Hatengla hate. They said you have low sperm count. See yourself. See the sperms there. Millions and millions and millions and millions. The power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost who put the holy sperm, holy seed in Mary still has them. Millions and millions and millions. Glory to God. Can you break beyond your current size and position in the office and see yourself as a chief executive? Glory. Brahate kolushta enda lo drejush beros kudahale embrashakata hale ketro susta hale. There's someone here tonight, you just experienced a disappointment, major disappointment. You are not here by accident. The Holy Ghost says if you will open up tonight and just pray, open up tonight, he'll put a new vision, put a new dream in your heart. Glory to God. That was my situation 15 years ago. And I was praying January, 14 years ago, praying January. Oh, glory. And a new vision and a new dream came into my spirit. Glory to God. Oh, Librahale Begishto. Shanda hale krede gebro susta kapahate. Jeko tru shushta lahate. Eratu shita la yabaraku shito kopo. Rukata skante ho shita hale. Eya lo dre shushta. Now the big question, do you really have a desire? Woo! The way you are approaching this thing tonight, do you really, really have a desire? How much do you want it? How much do you want it? Eladru shaka hale kerosho bakatuste. Is your desire as strong as that of the woman with the issue of blood? Woo! Are you willing to push and shove through the crowd? Jesus, you may not touch anybody else in this service tonight. I am going home with a miracle. Somebody wants a healing. Someone wants marital fulfillment. Glory. Besto. Katosutahaha. Someone wants his ministry, her ministry fulfilled. Hey! Someone's breaking free from ancestral curses. Hey! And stepping into blessing. Someone is shattering barriers, satanic barriers, coming out free. Best kus brako shuta hale. Yes, there's someone, you have a problem with depression. Hey, I see you breaking out. Take hold, lay hold on the spirit of joy. Glory. Bosta benga hale rosh beato rusi. Someone is breaking free from the spirit of fear. Hey, shika hale. Rode rosu katahale predush. Glory to God. Belashte predushusta. Oh, lay hold on the Holy Spirit tonight. Lay hold on the Holy Spirit tonight. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Rest. Boskondahate. Brosh. Kelatro justa hale. Bangelo dro justa kahate. Gealo dro justa brahate. Now we're living in the top, top, top. Top. Elosh. Boskatahaha. Korusatahaha. Bosh. 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 Eloros katahate. The other John Crate Corusata Halerush. Oh, glory to God. Come to an end. No more dryness. Yes, I know there's been no water 3.5 years, but something's got to give way now. Something has got to give way now. Something has got to give way now. Incubate it. Move your spirit over it. Dominate it. Overcome it. Glory. Change it. Change it. Change it. We thank you. Will you go ahead and give him some thanks tonight? Give him some thanks tonight. Oh, these are principles that can last you a lifetime. Give him some praise tonight. Glory to God. You have moved beyond limitation. The power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is activated. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all. I declare tonight all forms of limitation around your life are removed in the name of Jesus. I said all forms of limitation, all barriers, all hindrances, whether spirit or human or physical, I said tonight they are removed in the name of Jesus. Tonight I declare freedom to fulfill destiny. Where you have never been able to go before. Do what you have not been able to do before. Possess what you have not been able to possess before. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Tonight is the night of freedom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Someone say amen.